Luna's in Sagittarius, and today is an Astrologic Literary Prize. Welcome to episode 75 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Friday, March 5th, 2021.
Ciao!
Exotica!
Aquarian Mercury, in his/her trine to the Gemini Dragon's Head, exactly conjuncts Jupiter at 3:27 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
Exotica.
Expect your writing skills to match your reading right now. In other words, you're going to be able to write to the heights of authorship you've so far only read and admired. This doesn't mean you've mastered the art once and for all. Yeah, it's just a taste of the mastery you've so far managed to aspire to. In any case, writing and reading go together, like peanut butter and jelly. And you've always got to read a hell of a lot of well-written stuff before you even know what it means to write well. Consider this a charmed and charming zeitgeist. Luna quintiles Jupiter at 8:12 a.m., and quintiles Mercury at 8:28 a.m. Like I said, charmed and charming. Go ahead and do some more reading and writing. It should all flow beautifully together. It might even give you goosebumps. Luna trines Aries Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn and quintile to Capricorn Pluto at 11:26 a.m. If the pen was ever mightier than the sword, this sure is the moment. You certainly have a really keen edge and angle on your subject matter. Luna reaches a quincunx to Taurian Uranus in his square to Saturn and sextile to Piscean Venus at 11:55 a.m. Okay, so life isn't all poetry. There are some things that interfere with your writing time and your ability to concentrate. Hey, they still make for really good subject matter that you can make poetry from, and they're only dull if you try forgetting them. Consider this to be your very own alchemical prima materia. Luna sextiles Saturn at 1:56 p.m. That's right, experience, even ugly experience. It's one hell of a wise and witty muse. Luna squares Venus at 3:58 p.m. You're going to have to wrestle the beauty out of a really tough situation. It's there, of course. Unfortunately, you're the one that has to point it out so the rest of us can see it. Piscean Sol squares the Dragon's Head at 8:20 p.m. You know, it's okay to make it all up. The truth of the matter is still obvious, and that's especially so in fiction. Luna biquintiles Uranus at 10:14 p.m. Well, well, well. This must be a literary jackpot. It's certainly an astrologic literary prize. Expect to feel richly rewarded. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.